Random House Audio presents Getting More by Stuart Diamond. Read for you by Mark Cashman. Preface. This is an optimistic book, intended to make your life better. It starts with the principle that you can get more. No matter who you are, no matter what your personality, you can learn to be a better negotiator. You can get more. In the 20-plus years I have been teaching, I have had the palpable experience of watching people become better negotiators before my eyes. They became more aware of themselves, and particularly others, in their quest to get more in their lives through negotiation. A lot of the tools that they learn in my class and use in their lives challenge the conventional wisdom. Many seem counterintuitive at first, but the success of my students' day-to-day experiences and their personal growth are the markers of a new way of looking at human interactions. The getting more process presented in this book redefines negotiation theory, simplifying it, eliminating the jargon, and providing a more practical, realistic, and effective way of dealing with others. You will see how the conventional concepts of rationality, power, walking out, and win-win actually don't work very well much of the time. Instead, strategies like emotional sensitivity, relationships, clear goals, being incremental, and viewing each situation as different are much more persuasive. My students learn to get more by communicating even in the face of hostility, and by valuing the other side's perceptions, no matter what they are. They learn about the loss of profit from confrontation and us-versus-them tactics, and gain much more value by constantly pushing for collaboration. And they learn to handle hard bargainers by using their words against them in the least combative way. They offer trust, but insist on commitments in return. They are not patsies. They meet their goals. As mentioned throughout, the title of this book is Getting More, not Getting Everything. The book is intended to significantly improve the life of anyone who reads it and embraces its tools and strategies. Some elements will work sometimes. Some will work better than others. It will teach you to determine what works best for you and train you to make those tools your own. At the end of the day, getting more is not about learning how to negotiate. It is about becoming a negotiator to your core. So these tools become as much a part of you as your personality. Once the tools are internalized, virtually every interaction you have will improve. Not everything in this book will apply to you. Some of you don't have children, and others are uninterested in public issues. But in writing this book, I tried to communicate advice that touches a very broad audience. Something that you already know may be very fresh to someone else, and vice versa. The point is to identify what you can use, now and throughout your life, and key on it. Look for the things that can help you, that can add value to your life and the lives of others. All of the material, whether applicable to you or not, is presented through the stories of my students and my own experiences, in the hope that their successes and failures will be interesting to you even as you are learning the tools. Unless you practice with these tools, however, they will remain words on a page. You must see them work for you to own them. You may think that some of the negotiation tools in this book cannot possibly work, but everything has been tested and tested again. They do work. Often, they tap into fundamental tenets of human psychology. If you're skeptical, try them in non-risky environments and incrementally, and see what happens. You're likely to be pleasantly surprised. Don't do everything at once. Try something, feel it out, improve it for yourself, and then add something else. You have a lifetime to do this. Finally, let me know how you are doing. I'm a teacher at heart. I want to know how my students are doing and anyone else who addresses the material. Write me at www.gettingmore.com. This book is intended to begin a dialogue among those who have looked around at the world we live in and decided it's time to get more. Haverford, Pennsylvania, August 12, 2010. Chapter 1. Thinking Differently. My run slowed to a jog as we approached the gate for our flight to Paris. The plane was still there, but the door to the jetway was shut. The gate agents were quietly sorting tickets. They had already retracted the hood connecting the jetway to the airplane door.
"Hi, we're on this flight," I panted.
"Sorry," said the agent. "We're done boarding."
"But our connecting flight landed just 10 minutes ago. They promised us they would call ahead to the gate."
"Sorry, we can't board anyone after they've closed the door." My boyfriend and I walked to the window in disbelief. Our long weekend was about to fall to pieces. The plane waited right before our eyes. The sun had set, and the pilots' downturned faces were bathed in the glow of their instrument panel. The whine of the engines intensified, and a guy with lighted batons sauntered onto the tarmac. I thought for a few seconds. Then I led my boyfriend to the center of the window, right in front of the cockpit. We stood there, in plain sight, my entire being focused on the pilot, hoping to catch his eye. One of the pilots looked up. He saw us standing forlornly in the window. I looked him in the eye, plaintively, pleadingly. I let my bag slump by my feet. We stood there for what seemed an eternity. Finally, the pilot's lips moved, and the other pilot looked up. I caught his eye as well, and he nodded. The engine whine softened, and we heard the gate agent's phone ring. She turned to us, wide-eyed.
"Grab your stuff," she said.
"The pilot said to let you on."
Our vacation restored, we clutched each other joyously, snatched our bags, waved to the pilots, and tumbled down the jetway to our plane.
Rayanne Chen, Wharton Business School, Class of 2001. The story above, told to me by a student in my negotiation course, was clearly an account of a negotiation, completely nonverbal, to be sure. But it was done in a conscious, structured, and highly effective way. And it used 6 separate negotiation tools that I teach that are, in practice, invisible to almost everyone. What are they? First, be dispassionate. Emotion destroys negotiations. You must force yourself to be calm. Second, prepare, even for 5 seconds. Collect your thoughts. Third, find the decision maker. Here it was the pilot. There was not a second to waste on the gate agent, who was not about to change company policy. Fourth, focus on your goals, not on who is right. It didn't matter if the connecting airline was late or wrong in not calling ahead to the gate. The goal was to get on the plane to Paris. Fifth, make human contact. People are almost everything in a negotiation. And finally, acknowledge the other party's position and power, valuing them. If you do, they will often use their authority to help you achieve your goals. These tools are often very subtle, but they are not magic. They helped this young couple in a way they will remember for a lifetime, and they helped to bring about successful negotiations, day in and day out, for those who have learned these tools from my courses. From getting a job to getting a raise, from dealing with kids to dealing with colleagues, the kind of negotiation practiced here has given upwards of 30,000 people more power and control over their lives. My goal with this book is to recreate my course on the page, making it available to readers everywhere. It offers a set of strategies, models, and tools that together will change the way you view and conduct virtually every human interaction. These teachings are very different from what you have read or studied about negotiation. Based on psychology, they don't depend on win-win or win-lose. They don't depend on being a hard or soft bargainer. They don't depend on a rational world, on who has the most power, or on phrases that make much of negotiation.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?